Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I am Father Daniel Schuster, and it's a privilege to celebrate the Holy Mass live from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Our entrance will be number 832 in the St. Michael Hymnal 832. Where charity and love prevail, there God is ever found. Brought here together by Christ's love, by love are we thus bound. With grateful joy and holy fear, His charity we learn. Let us with heart and mind and soul now love Him in return. Forgive we now each other's faults, as we our faults confess, and let us love each other well in Christian holiness. The souls of the saints are rejoicing in heaven, the saints who followed the footsteps of Christ, and since for love of Him they shed their blood, they now exalt with Christ forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. O God, who consecrated the abundant first fruits of the Roman Church by the blood of the martyrs, grant, we pray, that with firm courage we may together draw strength from so great a struggle and ever rejoice at the triumph of faithful love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Response is, our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare.
Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare.
Had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "See that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and reports of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for these things must happen, but it will not yet be the end. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes from place to place. All of these are the beginning of the labor pains. Then they will hand you over to persecution, and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. And then many will be led into sin. They will betray and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and deceive many. And because of the increase of evildoing, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Chosen the readings today for the memorial of the first holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. You would also be encouraged in your own time to go and see the normal daily readings and make sure you keep up with the adventures of Amos, who's got a hard message to deliver in those readings today as well. But this is a very important memorial, and kind of, as you heard, our gospel gives you a lot to think about in our own time. In July of 64 AD, more than half of Rome was destroyed by fire. Rumor blamed the tragedy on Nero, the emperor, who wanted to enlarge his palace. He shifted the blame by accusing the Christians. See, there were already Christians in Rome in the earliest of days. According to the historian Tacitus, many Christians were then put to death because of their hatred of the human race. That's what they were claimed that Christians were doing. Peter and Paul were probably among the victims in those very first martyrdoms. So we're faced with a harrowing question. I'll get there in a second. I want to mention that the young man who read is a seminarian from the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. I will leave him unnamed because for the sake of his own humility, there's no reason to mention his name, but we pray for vocations. And it leads into this question. Would you be okay dying for the holy name of Jesus Christ, being placed in an unmarked grave and being remembered by nobody on this earth, not even your name? If the answer is not 100% yes, I'd have no problem with that, then we still have more of ourselves to surrender over to Jesus Christ. If you want worldly success for your children more than you want their holiness or their courage or for them to be open to the call to martyrdom, then a deeper conversion with Jesus Christ has to happen yet. Now, this all might sound a bit harsh or a bit extreme, and it is, but we are speaking today of the Christian ideal. The Holy Roman Martyrs remind us of the Christian ideal. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's all that matters, folks. That is the perfect prayer that is most pure desire, to be remembered by Jesus Christ. We don't know these martyrs' names. We don't know where they're all buried. Nobody knows of them. We just know it happened, and we can draw strength from that, and that's what matters this many years later. Our world, a world where religion seems to be only a subsection of people's lives, if that, is very concerned about keeping people's memories and names alive. Much of this is done out of love, for sure, but the fear and the anxiety about having somebody be forgotten is a sign of a lack of faith or a worldly approach to life. When people die, we make bracelets, we make a bumper sticker, we build a monument, we take up the slogan, "Never forget." Again, these are noble things, but we are at a higher risk of forgetting Jesus Christ than we are of ever forgetting a lost loved one. And Jesus is our only hope at ever seeing our loved ones again. We need to talk to Jesus more than we talk to our deceased loved ones. These early martyrs of Rome remind us of the simple truth that the greatest Christian ideal is to live the spirituality of martyrdom and to be forgotten. The Eucharist alone needs to be enough food for us. Our baptism needs to be enough strength for us. And our intimacy with Jesus Christ needs to be enough love for us. If not, people will always be sad. We Catholics have this ideal to strive for that we should never forget and never give up on. I know, as I say these words, I am the biggest wimp of all. But yet, I keep asking for the strength to live that martyrdom spirituality that we find in these early Roman martyrs. That thankful for all the blessings and the human love that we find in this life, there should always be an ache and a longing for what is to come, nor could we ever trade earthly things for heavenly inheritance. So let not the story of these early martyrs scare you or cause anxiety, but rather let them continually inspire you to the Christian ideal. So I'll repeat that question. Would you be okay dying for the holy name of Jesus Christ, being placed in an unmarked grave, and being remembered by nobody on this earth? Let's talk to Jesus about that today. We offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father, for Pope Francis and our priests, that like those first martyrs of the Church, they will be faithful in leading others to Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christians throughout the world, especially those being physically or emotionally persecuted for their faith, that God will strengthen them to persevere in being a witness to Him. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood, that they will be blessed abundantly for their sacrifice and service to Christ and His Church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all government leaders, that they will realize their responsibility to protect human life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Father Walter Stumpf, for blessing on his new assignment, which is the intention of this Mass, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
receive our prayers, merciful and loving Father, and pour into our hearts the Spirit's gifts of wisdom and courage through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Blessed
are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, Holy Father, the offerings we bring in commemoration of the holy martyrs, and grant that we, your servants, may be found steadfast in confessing your name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy, give ardor to their faith. To their endurance, you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle, the victory is yours, through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the host of angels cry out, and without end, we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect, make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection till you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants, and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Invite our listeners to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. See how rich is the saints' reward from God. They died for Christ and will live forever. Let us pray. O God, who in your holy martyrs have wonderfully made known the mystery of the cross, graciously grant that drawing strength from this sacrifice, we may cling faithfully to Christ and labor in the church for the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. central.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.